Center console boats are undeniably the keystone of the boating industry in the United States. They boast almost universal appeal amongst buyers of all ages and types. They use their center consoles for every conceivable purpose, including fishing, diving, and water sports. That's in addition to cruising and generally exploring the many different bodies of water, both inland and offshore, that the country and its coastal neighbors have to offer. But while there are so many central console boats on the market in the U.S., there are none quite like those offered by Solis Boats. And now, hot on the heels of its headline-grabbing appearance at the Caribbean Charter Show in St. Thomas in December of 2022, we caught up with the diverse team behind Solis Boats to get the inside scoop on this dynamic brand. Based in Edgewater, Florida, Solis Boats manufactures a range of high-performance, high-end center console boats serving primarily the upper end of the center console market. The company was established by co-owners Sarah and Stephen Daugherty, who boasts an impressive pedigree within the boat building industry in Florida. Stephen's father had enjoyed an illustrious 30-year career at Boston Whaler as senior vice president, where he was intimately involved with the development of that company's entire product line during his tenure. After leaving Boston Whaler, Mr. Daugherty Sr. and his son Stephen went on to establish and then sell Edgewater Boats and then Everglades Boats, before Stephen and Sarah decided to open Solis Boats. "The bulk of my career has been spent building high-end saltwater fishing boats," Stephen recalled. "When he started Solis Boats, we decided there was room in the market to build a higher-end boat than those who'd built in the past, and we'd already knew that there was customers who'd be interested in that." The process of designing the range of Solis Boats involved rethinking every aspect of typical center console boat building, Stephen explained. "We were looking to improve every square inch of a very typical center console boat. We looked for a better way to do everything with better technology. We stepped outside the box in the design of the whole boat, from the running surfaces to the way we designed our console and hardtop. We weren't concerned about trying to do it cheaper. Our mission was how to make it better. Price wasn't a concern." Naturally, the materials used in Solis Boats construction are a key factor. "All of our frames are carbon fiber. There is no aluminum," he continued. "Carbon fiber is used in 100% of the hull's bottom, as well as in our transom, our stringers, our console, and our hardtops. The resin we use is the best resin available. The vinyl we use is a silicone material that doesn't develop mold or degrade in the sun. We even use the best gel coat on the market that doesn't develop thermal shock over time." All Solis Boats are manufactured in its vast 180,000 square foot facility in Edgewater. The factory is fully equipped with a massive array of sophisticated machinery and equipment, including several multi-axis CNC routers, overhead cranes, including bridge and monorail cranes, a high-tech vacuum facility, an in-house steel fabrication shop, and a complete machine shop. The factory is staffed by a large but close-knit team of industrial specialists, as co-owner Sarah Daugherty explained. "We have a great team behind us, some of whom have been with us for over 20 years and are more like family. We're certainly not a corporate boat builder where employees are numbers. They're our amazing team. They're our people." Solis Boats currently offers four models ranging from its 30-foot Solis 30HCS to its latest and arguably most unique offering, the Solis 415CS. The Solis 415CS is a high-performance 41-foot center console that is as unique as the partnership that developed. The boat was designed and built in close collaboration with engine manufacturer Volvo Penta. According to Jens Behring, vice president of Volvo North America, the company conceptualized the relationship with Solis as an opportunity to showcase its propulsion technology for the recreational boating market. "Day boating has become extremely popular from our side. We wanted to showcase what a stern drive can do in that market. While it was very intuitive to put on an outboard on a center console, and while we respect the fantastic job those companies have done with the tech, we equally have good technology. We wanted to show the market that you can put two diesels into a center console like this and be extremely successful." Volvo Penta, he said, was intentional about selecting Solis Boats as their partner for the development of a boat platform for its propulsion technology. "We needed a boat builder with the comprehensive in-house manufacturing capabilities at Solis and the creativity and ingenuity of Stephen and his team. That really gave this project legs. The speed at which Stephen and his crew could turn around the project by doing all the modeling and prototyping in-house with their own tooling was imperative to the project's success. Without that, this project wouldn't have happened." The 415 CS is propelled by a pair of Volvo Penta's new Aquamatic Stern Drive D6 DPI diesel motors, with some models offering as much as 440 horsepower, one of the most powerful drives for the recreational market. Jens explained that this newer power plant was designed and built specifically for application in recreational boats. Within the Volvo Group, we love to create solutions, and this engine is no different. It's an in-house built engine built from the top to bottom for the marine market. It's not offered in a truck or a bulldozer, for example. It's an inline six-cylinder 5.5-liter common rail engine with all the modern amenities. And torque is the name of the game here, because if you can't transfer horsepower into the water, then it doesn't matter. So our mission every day is creating torque and transferring power into the water. The torque and acceleration will allow you to easily and safely maneuver at low speed. Volvo Penta supplies its Aquamatic stern drives as a complete package that, apart from the motors themselves, also includes Volvo's glass cockpit integration, joystick controls, all of the wiring harnesses, and the propellers. The holistic approach benefits the builder in terms of ease of production, but ultimately also the user. The boat builder doesn't have to design a single harness, Jens added. For the end customer, that means no matter where you are in the world, if you need a spare part, you can go to the parts manual and order the part. Nothing is bespoke. The end customer also benefits from substantial fuel savings and efficiency improvements, with the Aquamatic boasting as much as 50% increase in range versus similar outboard motors. Fuel consumption is reduced by up to 42% at cruising speed as well. The Solus 415's power plant is concealed beneath a large aft sun pad, leaving the transom and swim platform completely open. The availability of the swim platform is a major selling point for the boat. A clean transom is important because that's where a lot of the fun stuff on a boat happens, said Jens. This proves just how great it can be when you have two diesel engines in the boat. It's an awesome package that is arguably the best system on the market, added Stephen. You no longer have to have these big outboards taking up space hanging off the back. It drastically changes how the boat works and looks. Volvo has enabled us to build the boat like any other outboard boat, but powered by diesel engines that are inside the boat. The weight distribution is better, and the general experience of using the boat is a lot better. The new boat will even fish significantly better. The Solus 415 has proven to be a major hit with everyone who spent time on her. I'm blown away by how fast she gets up on plane, her efficiency, and her ride quality, said broker Max Parker of Denison Yachting. The overall quality of the boat also speaks for itself. I was impressed by the efficiency of the Volvo engines compared to outboards. The helm is also very quiet. Overall, it's a very impressive boat. It's like a unicorn, in my opinion. Arjen Steekstra, Volvo's national sales manager for Marine Leisure Diesel, agreed. I've had it 140 miles offshore, and I've had it in 4 feet of water. So you can go offshore comfortably or fish in the shallows, whichever you prefer. Its competitors don't have the comfort, the cabin space, and all the bonus features, Max added. I love all the cool features that the Solus 415 has that you don't see on its competitors. I strongly recommend that people go for a ride on it. And that's exactly what a number of people did at the Caribbean Charter Show, hosted by IGY Yacht Haven Grand St. Thomas. The Solus 415 proved to be a true head turner at the show, where the company thoroughly proved the new boat's effectiveness and suitability as a superyacht tender. In closing, Jens reflected on the success of the partnership with Solus Boats. The relationship and the project have been a fantastic investment from Volvo Penta. There's nobody in our company that doesn't know about this boat because it's that important for us. There are many propulsion systems out there, and we have the deepest respect for all of our competitors, but we believe our system, and we feel that we have a great story to tell as well. We're all about better boating for everyone, and the Solus 415 CS is proof.